USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, reversed course late last night, telling Fox News he will no longer travel to Ukraine to push for that country to investigate Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden.
I've decided, Sharon, I'm not going to go to the Ukraine.
You're not going to go.
I'm not going to go because I think I'm walking into a group of people that are enemies of the president.
Earlier on Friday, Giuliani had defended going to Ukraine to press that country's leadership for an investigation into Joe Biden's call to remove a top Ukrainian official in 2016 when he was vice president. Biden called for the removal of the top Ukrainian prosecutor who at one point had been investigating a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son Hunter. The Pentagon says the U.S. will move a Patriot missile battery into the Middle East region to counter threats from Iran. The Houston area was hammered again today with rain, parts of Texas and Louisiana seeing 300 to 600% of normal rainfall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Renewed calls for gun control laws after the Denver area school shooting that left one student dead and 8 others injured. But Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells CNN another law won't change anything.
It's a mental health issue that this nation needs to come to grips with, and we all need to come together. And it's the old adage, if you see something, say something. There are red flags out there that were not followed up on, that we knew there was this was a trouble to individuals.
President Trump said yesterday he doesn't consider North Korea's recent launch of short-range ballistic missiles a breach of trust. In an interview with Politico, Trump downplayed the missile tests, calling them very standard stuff. President Trump says U.S.-China relations remain very strong, despite the two countries being embroiled in a trade war. Trump says talks between Washington and Beijing will continue even after a deadline passed Friday for them to reach an agreement. As a result, the U.S. raised tariffs to 25% from 10% on goods from China. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This weekend, it's time to celebrate moms. USA's Wendy King takes a look at how it all began.
Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. This year, Mother's Day spending is estimated to total $25 billion, according to the National Retail Federation.
A fare war between Uber and Lyft has led to billions of dollars in losses for both ride-hailing companies as they fight for passengers and drivers. But in one way, it's been good news for investors who snatched up the newly public company's stock. The losses have scared off the competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.